The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues? What?
Orange Mocha Frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
As far as an MVP moment, I don't know. Life's about a bunch of little moments. And I think Nikola's got around 56 moments this year where he's shown he's the MVP.
Preach, Michael Malone. And he gave yet another virtuoso performance.
That's what I'm talking about.
Last night. I mean, check out this line. Okay?
Yeah.
47 points. Oh, 15 rebounds, 8 assists.
Huh, couldn't get a triple-double, huh?
20 of 30.
Is that MVP worthy?
20 of 31 from the field. And by the way, do not want to overlook...
Only a double-double?
Do not want to overlook the performance of Will Barton, who hit some clutch shots down the stretch as well. And, you know, you start to look ahead to the playoffs, and let's face it, they're big three. Because Aaron Gordon has been a bit of a disappointment. You know, before Jamal Murray got hurt, the idea was, you know, how well Aaron Gordon is filling a role. But now with Murray out, they've asked him to do more, and he has not been able yet to pick up the slack offensively. But Will Barton has shown the ability to go off like he did last night. So it's looking more and more like these are going to be their big three. Jokic, Porter, and Barton come playoff time. Now, all that said, let's get back to Jokic. ESPN acknowledges that he is the MVP favorite. But boy, it is clear with all the Steph love this morning.
Oh my goodness.
That they are really trying to push competition. Here's my question. Are they just simply trying to push competition because it just seems like it's a runaway for Jokic? Or are they really trying to push Steph because, in their mind, Steph is a much better story than Jokic? They would begrudgingly have to accept Jokic's MVP.
I think competition is good. Obviously, you have something to talk about, but do they really want to push Steph Curry and get him over the top? I mean, what he's done the last 11 games is it's ridiculous. From a shooting standpoint, it's as good as we've ever seen at any time in any stretch of the NBA. And, you know, when Jokic can't seem to muster a triple-double, I mean, you know, what is 47, 15, and 8? Like, what happened to those two assists? Where were those things when we needed you?
Next on the Morning Brew.
I lift things up and put them down.
Okay, so the Broncos working out had about 20 guys taking part in their voluntary workouts that other Broncos are boycotting. You know what? Stop me if you've heard this before. The players are making it just a mess of this whole thing.
A mockery.
It's just a mess. It's just a mess. I mean, they can't even get on the same page when it comes to voluntary strength and conditioning programs in April and mid-May. They can't even get on the same page for that. Nothing to add?
No. I mean, what are you going to say? Like, I think Drew Locke showed up. Dalton Reisner was there. We had, you know, intrepid cameraman out there all day trying to get a shot, just a glimpse. They're the real MVPs. Those camera guys, they will capture it, and we get to watch it on the local news. Let's not go in, guys. Unless, of course, you have a workout bonus. Then, by all means, go in.
Or, hey, if you're a young player and you got to make an impression, go ahead in.
Or if you just feel like working out and you don't have anywhere to go, you don't have a membership to the local VASA, just go ahead in. It's like great. Or if you're in town, go in. Or if you're not in town, fly in.
It's just...
Yeah, but we're worried about the COVID protocols.
Meanwhile, NFL owners are just laughing.
It does all the COVID protocol talk last week and what it Oh, well.
All right. Next on the Morning Brew.
Where's all the money?
That's as good as money, sir. Those are IOUs. Go ahead and add it up. Every cent's accounted for. Look. See this? That's a car. $275,000. Might want to hang on to that one.
I would assume that George Payton would have to offer a little bit more than future IOUs to move up to the number four pick. But according to the legendary Woody Page, the Broncos have been or were among the first teams to reach out to Atlanta about trading up to the number four pick. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Who are they interested in?
Well, I mean, I would have to think that it tells you that they have a good bead on who the Niners want at number three. So it would tell me that they have a pretty good sense of who the Niners are taking, and so who are the two people that are left over at that point. So, you know, if you read the tea leaves, which a lot of people have read, that would be Mac Jones going to the Niners, and that would leave you with Trey Lance, and that would leave you with Justin Fields.
Dear George Payton, are you more of a Lance guy or a Fields guy? The reason I ask that is because I'm factoring in that this guy's coming in armed with a six-year contract. He can play the long game.
If you were truly, like, again, I have to look at this. If this was your plan from day one, which it certainly isn't, this feels like a tire kicking move to me. If it was your plan from day one, wouldn't you have already secured yourself a veteran quarterback?
Well, funny you bring that up. Next on the Morning Brew.
So to everyone out there, whether you're a part of Niner Nation, the Chiefs Kingdom, or the Burgundy and Gold, I thank you. To all the men I had the privilege of standing with and playing alongside, thank you. I want to say thank you for believing in me. And thank you for helping me believe in myself.
Alex Smith retires. First of all, I mean, there's so many layers to this story.
Right.
An incredible comeback, but a arduous comeback to just come back and for 1 year. Why not? Do you think he maybe was surprised by how many people were freaked out and worried about him playing?
Oh, I think
that he just decided, you know what, I proved my point.
Yeah, I think there's that aspect of it. I also think there is the aspect of, like, I proved it to myself that I could do it. I think there's also the realization that the amount of work it takes for me just to be able to show up for a 2 or 3 game stretch, I can't be reliable. I can't be counted on for 16
I could be a
weeks.
Mentor, but
right.
I can't be counted on if somebody goes down to play 4 or 5 weeks. Right.
Yeah. I just, like, that's for Mike, for me, you know, when I was making the decision to retire, Mike Shanahan offered me, he's like, I'll re-sign you. Just come in and mentor and be a backup. And honestly, it gets to the point where you're like, I can't help you. Like, I can't stay healthy enough to be an asset. And, you know, I think that's a really hard realization. Think about the ebbs and flows of this guy. He was the number one overall pick to the Niners and was horrible. Right. They couldn't wait to get rid of him. And then Harbaugh comes in and he becomes tremendous and he's great. And then all of a sudden he has a concussion and Kaepernick takes over and he's expendable. Then he goes to the Chiefs and becomes super efficient. But the whole knock on him was, yeah, but he's hit his ceiling and he can't get you to the Super Bowl. And then they draft Mahomes and he mentors him and gets discarded and breaks his leg in half and goes through this 2 year journey. To come back. I mean, what an incredible, it's just an incredible story, man. Good for him.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, joins us to tell us what is fact and what is fiction with all these Bronco rumors. That's next.